Dedication and devotion to a belief or an ideology could be strong, but it would only ever be as strong as the man who held it. And men were not without their weaknesses. No man was. Every man had his breaking point, no matter how hard he tried or how strong he considered his beliefs to be, and it was just a matter of finding it, of going one step further to expose it and then maximizing it. Their prisoner may or may not have known the whereabouts of Sirocco, but Werner was going to make sure they knew one way or another everything that he did know. If they were going to get him to talk, they had to make him know that they would never stop. Meaningless beatings and physical violence could be withstood, but the prospect of escalation without limit or end played not on the body, but on the strength of the mind, and the mind could be broken. As Werner sat in the chair, the two agents left the room. It was late into the evening now, and outside the building the town was at play. The bars and restaurants were full, as people were laughing and enjoying themselves. It was a Thursday night. The weekend was just a matter of hours away, and the festivities of Christmas were only weeks around the corner. Wine flowed, and people laughed, but the merriment of the town outside could not have been more at odds with the cold and merciless air that overcame this small room no more than a few hundred yards away. The prisoner and Werner were the only people in the room now. Werner leaned in.
"I understand what you're thinking. You think I don't, but I do," he said, his voice carrying a reserved but unmistakable solemnity. "I know what you are trying to do. Why you won't permit yourself to speak to me. But what you don't understand is that it's just a matter of time until you do."
The prisoner looked up for the first time, and his eyes met Werner's.
"You will talk to me and tell me what you know, because I can't allow you not to. It is as simple as that. And the sooner you realize that, the better it will be for you. What I need to know now is everything you know about Sirocco."
With this last word, Werner got up from his seat and left the two agents to guard the prisoner.
"I'll be back soon to talk to you after I've spoken to your comrade," Werner said calmly. "But this time, we will both talk. It will be your last chance to help yourself, so think about it very carefully."
As he left the room, the prisoner looked up. It was an embryonic moment, and for the first time, Werner felt the chasm of silence that existed between them ebb away and a window of opportunity surface. It seemed to him that there was a moment of understanding, and that the prisoner was on the verge of breaking down and cooperating. The two agents guarding the prisoner stood in front of him in total silence, while Werner watched through the mirror from the adjacent room. Unbeknown to the prisoner, his room was wired for sound, recording everything that was said, and his every movement was captured on camera through the two-way mirror. After what seemed like an eternity to the prisoner, who'd been left to sweat it out and contemplate his hopeless situation, the experienced Swiss interrogator returned to the room. He looked instantly more open to talking, and the separateness and the division that had stood between Werner and his prisoner had begun to wane, disappearing into the stagnant air of the interrogation room. In the space of an hour, his will had visibly disintegrated, and his eyes could not hide his conflicted emotions within. He wanted to hold out, but he realized that there was only so far he could do that. Werner ordered his two agents to leave the room, and then he sat down in a chair alone with the prisoner.
"I have just been speaking with your friend, and he has been very helpful," he said matter-of-factly, looking across the table. "He wants to negotiate a deal to save himself from a long prison sentence. He said that you were very close to Colonel Suleiman, and that you were an important part of the Colonel's operation. I will get all the information I need from him, and so I will have no reason to keep you here, as you have nothing to say to me. Tomorrow morning you will be transferred to a prison, where you will wait to stand trial on charges of terrorism and murder. and then there will be no going back. All you will have to look forward to is spending the rest of your life locked away.
Werner stood up to leave the room. The terrorist captive watched Werner walk toward the door, and he thought desperately how could he save himself. His time and options had clearly run out, and he couldn't hold out any longer.
Wait, he cried before Werner had even reached the door. If I help you, what happens to me?
Well, that all depends on you and how much you help me. I'm sure your friend will tell me everything that happened. And I mean everything. And then I won't need you.
Now is your last chance to tell me what you know. If you cooperate fully with me, I give you my word you'll get special treatment. A short sentence. You'll be free in a couple of years. It's the only choice you have, so I would be wise and take it.
The prisoner paused for a moment, as if he was considering his decision like he had a choice in the matter, but his resolve had been broken.
If you don't help me, well, that really isn't an option, Werner said. Because when we are done with you, we'll tell the press you cooperated anyway, and then you'll have Suleiman to deal with. And it's my guess you wouldn't even be safe in prison. It's a no-win situation for you, my friend.
As tears welled in his eyes, he broke down and wept for his weakness.
All right. Okay, I'll help you. But the colonel must never know. He'd kill me and my family if he found out.
Werner gave his word and instructed the man to start talking before he changed his mind. And for the first time, the tied and bound prisoner, who had withstood so much, suddenly looked like a small man. His head was bowed in defeat, and he sat dwarfed by the rest of the room. He was no longer strong or defiant, and he seemed somehow to be a shadow of the man they'd hauled into the room only a few hours earlier. Werner sat down once more in front of his prisoner, who looked up slowly, ready now to talk. Half an hour had passed, and Werner listened attentively to his captive, whose words now spewed forth like an uncontrolled stream of consciousness. The first thing the prisoner gave up was his name. With the loyalty and dedication possessed only by the most highly trained soldiers, he had concealed even this piece of information for the most part of his captivity. But there was no more sense in hiding it. As the hours rolled by, Ahmed revealed, piece by piece, all the information he had. His hands shook, as much with exhaustion as with fear, and all his guards and defenses were down. Ahmed was defeated. He thought of Suleiman and how he had betrayed him. He knew he would not be safe on the outside on his own now, and his only chance of safety was to help Werner.